Hi there, I'm Alex Burton, your host on Aeroport, the place where we discuss the latest advances in all things aeronautical and space-related. An exciting lineup awaits us on Aeroport today.
In technical language, it's a quantum vacuum plasma thruster that we have taken a step further.
A quantum plasma thruster? What does that mean to the man in the street?
Actually, quite a bit. Next time you use your microwave, be sure to strap it down.
For those of you just tuned in, I'm talking to Professor Jacques Fournier about the development of Mercon 5 drive.
We are working closely with Dr. Alwin Hartmann and his team at Inschenstuhl in Berlin.
Hello?
Hello?
Dr. Hartmann, can you hear
me?
Not particularly, no.
He exaggerates, Alex. Our craft wouldn't fly without power, Hattie.
And wingless wouldn't do either, would it, Fournier?
I will catch up later, Doctor.
Called in relation to ESPY.
Ah, that is correct, Alex. You know a little bit, huh?
Yes, enough to get me into trouble.
No, I think not. Put simply, all these factors are considered and a code is automatically computer-generated with the coordinates for the 15 new aerofoils.
That's incredible, Dr. Hartmann. The big question, how do these then become wind tunnel aerofoils? In other words, how are they shaped and formed?
I need to emphasize a very important point here, Alex.
A last little, anything we can expect to see in the near future?
I believe our friend Professor Fournier has informed you of the development of the new space vehicle. Perhaps that is a clue.
I'm certain there are many people out there who can't wait to see that. What a fascinating man. That just about wraps up today's show. So many things to learn. Don't miss next week's show. Amongst other things, we'll be talking about auras. What's that got to do with aeronautics? Well, find out next week here on Aeroport. Same time, same place with me, Alex Burton. Thanks for tuning in.